League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Somebody said you got a new friend. Does she love you better than I can? There's a big black sky over my town. I know where you're at, I bet she's around. So Nicola Sturgeon, leader of the SNP, always strikes me as a very impressive, very passionate leader, very passionate about her job. Her job is the leader, if you don't know, of the Scottish National Party, the SNP. And if you're nowhere near the UK and don't follow our politics, and why should you? They're ridiculous. This party, the SNP, has the express aim of getting another referendum on Scottish independence so Scotland can break free from the United Kingdom and govern itself. Which, you know, all sounds fine, I guess. You know, sad, but fine. It's the way the world is going, isn't it? Separation rather than unity, you know. I want this bit of cake. I want that bit of the cake. I want that bit of the Colin the Caterpillar cake. I want the bit with feet. I want the bum. I want Colin the Caterpillar's face. I have to have Colin the Caterpillar's face. Because I'm a selfish prick. And nobody else matters. That kind of thing. But fair enough, she's very impressive, Nicola Sturgeon, and as I say, very dedicated. And what she's dedicated her life to is getting Scottish independence. And that's fine, you know. And then I saw her in an interview last weekend, and she was asked, will Scotland be getting its own currency? And she said, oh yes, not for a few years, but it will definitely be getting its own currency. And I don't know what it was, but I suddenly thought, you are a lunatic. Why are you dedicating your life to this? What are you doing? So much time and effort into breaking this arbitrary bit of land off to its own entity. I'm not sure what it was, but it was the currency bit that broke the camel's back. Imagine, I mean, my job is pretty ridiculous anyway, but imagine if I started saying, hey guys, I'm going to give everything up. Oh, that sounds good, Nathan. No, hear me out. I'm going to give everything else up and I'm going to dedicate my life. And this isn't ridiculous, by the way. Many people have argued for this and are working towards this. I'm going to give everything up and I'm going to work 24/7 towards making London its own independent state. Most people would think, oh, Nathan's lost his mind, finally. But then if I said, yeah, and after a bit, we're going to have our own currency called the Nathan. 100% of people would sniff lunatic, cast iron lunatic. Nathan has lost his mind. You need professional help, which is going to cost you many thousands of Nathans. for dedication and working hard, but there are so many people all around the world getting angry and dedicating their lives and fighting wars. Because that bit of land belongs there at the moment. You want it to belong there. Guys, we're all the same people. We're all human beings. Everything else isn't an invention. The only thing that is not an invention is what unites us. Everything else seeks to divide us. And so many people fall into this trap of seeking greater division rather than unity. I don't even believe it's a power trick. People have just been tricked over the last century that division rather than unity is the best thing for humanity. And not just for humanity, on a personal level. Nicola Sturgeon must wake up every morning and think, well, I've got to do this today and this. I've got to do that later towards Scottish independence. I've got to do this interview and say, I think the new currency, when it would come in. Stop it, Nicola. It's lunacy. You're a brilliant person with a brilliant mind. Leave it to the idiots to create division. That is what idiots do, don't they? They divide, they fight. It is incumbent on the brilliant minds of the world to create unity, not to create a little patch of land with its own magic currency. Now, for people around the world, particularly in America, who don't know how big Scotland is, look it up on a map, right? I had to remind myself, it's 78,000 square kilometres. That's all. That is the size, my friends, of South Carolina. Two and a bit Hawaii's. I mean, if Hawaii wanted to break free, you could understand it. It's in the middle of fucking nowhere. I've been there. It took us forever to get there, and we stayed in Honolulu, which is basically like a... You spend hours getting there, and it's basically like a bad Torremolinos in Spain. Yeah, sure, you guys, you create your own currency if you have to, and make everything overpriced. Oh, you already have. But not in South Carolina. I've been through South Carolina as well. Imagine if someone started to argue, oh, South Carolina, that should be an independent state and have a different currency to North Carolina and Georgia. You tell them in no uncertain terms, shut the fuck up. Chill the fuck down. You're being very, very silly. This stupid seek to divide. Don't be sucked into this. And before you start to tell me all the sensible reasons why Scotland should be independent, or why South Carolina would actually benefit from a stronger border with North Carolina, don't forget, guys, you're going to be dead soon. Hate to remind you, you're going to be dead soon. And when you're old and looking back on your life, what do you think about that time you made sure you got the best bit of Colin the Caterpillar for yourself, where you ate Colin's tasty bum with a little round chocolate anus? Or will you instead look back at those moments where you came together with someone, where you brought people together, where you said, oh, you have Colin's anus. Yeah, I know it's the best bit, that little fucking chocolate nugget. But you lick his tasty anus. Obviously that togetherness over division, unity. If you have fight in your heart, and only the select few like Nicola Sturgeon do, fight with all your heart for unity. That said, I think this podcast is getting so good now, and there are so many fucking episodes that I'm gonna break away from it being called a podcast now. I now want it to be called a poodcast. I'm a separate entity to podcast now, guys. This is a poodcast. And all podcasts are shit. And only this poodcast is good. And instead of asking for money in patreon.com/NathanCassidy, which no fucker is doing, by the way, thousands of downloads every week and no one is paying for this poodcast, I'm going to invent my own currency. And that currency is called the sturgeon. I'm in the corner watching you kiss her. I'm right over here, why can't you see me? I'm giving it my all, but I'm not the guy you're taking home. Ooh, I keep dancing on my own. The sturgeon. Which sounds sensible until I go to a fishmonger and try to buy a sturgeon. How many sturgeon is that sturgeon? What? The sturgeon is like Bitcoin, because standard currency isn't great, and I'm going to invent digital currency to divide off, and then I'm going to build a wall so high around my house that no fucker will ever get in. It'll just be me and Colin the Caterpillar's asshole. And finally I'll be happy. Finally I'll be happy. Please support the Poodcast at patreon.com/NathanCassidy. Give me all your sturgeon.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.